And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, it's a very special show. It's a Cherry Red, I'm a Freak, 68 to 72, heavy psych special. You'll get the idea of what that is when you hear this first song. This is Samuel Prodi. This is Mr. Make-Believe. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was an artist called Samuel Prodi. Do you know much about Samuel Prodi?
No.
Well, let me tell you about them. First of all, I'll tell you about what the show is this week. So, I'm a Freak is a... Well, I am. I'm a Freak is a late 60s to early 70s journey through the British heavy psych and hard rock underground scene, out imminently on Cherry Red Records, Tony. You okay. Can find out more via cherryred.co.uk. And hello to Matt at Cherry Red for again providing us with the music so we could do a special. We've done quite a few now.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Yeah. Great. So it does mean that because they are basically a specialist reissue label now, all the things they do tend to be big compilations of things from the past. And anything that fits in with us, I'm very keen to do, because they're always lovely. Tony, they're like you. They're always beautifully packaged.
Thank you very much.
So anyway, so 8 out of the 9 songs this week were brought out before you were born, my friend.
Wow.
But one wasn't.
Okay.
Let me tell you about Samuel Brody. Don't worry, each one of these songs is a little bit different from the last one, and don't worry, it's not all crazy, slow, hey man, hippie stuff. Right, it keeps cracking on, don't worry. Anyway, Samuel Brody, Tony, a Brighton-based band that only recorded one album in 1971 with future Queen producer Roy Thomas on engineering duties. Now, because I don't have the websites for the bands this week, because they all came out before the internet by about 30 years, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you a trivia question about each one, okay?
Okay.
What was the only country that the only Samuel Brody album was originally released in?
Czech Republic.
Germany. Good idea, though. So that's poorly being the internet one, Tony Nil. It led to them breaking up. In unrelated news, my mate Colin's band, The Crystal Trip, recorded an EP around 1989 that got to number 9 in the Belgian charts. Tony, he's now a guitarist in the Sex Pistols cover band and is an estate agent in Market Harbour.
Fantastic.
How about that? I have some additional material for you in the shape of a joke. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll save it for the next section.
That's a good idea.
Isn't it? We'll get straight on with the next band. Now, I'm working off two sheets. Oh, dear. I'm working
Not off two sheets.
I'm working off two sheets, yeah. Which is much better than one sheet. So the next band, a band called the Mickey Finn, Tony.
Okay.
Not to be mistaken with Mickey Finn, who was in T-Rex. This band, the Mickey Finn, were an East London mod band playing around 1967, who briefly featured which guitarist?
Paul Weller?
No, in 1971.
I don't know.
No, they briefly featured Jimmy Page, Tony.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Members resurfaced in the mid-70s as the Heavy Metal Kids, but never mind that. We want to hear from them, don't we? So all the way from I'm a Freak, the late 60s to early 70s psych, this is Garden of My Mind.
Stop!
Aha, you're listening to Mustang Lightning right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was no less than the Yardbirds. And think about it, the Yardbirds, of course, were quite a big band in the 60s as it goes. And I think their biggest song was For Your Love, Tony.
Right.
Not yours. Now, the thing is, the original guitar player, Jeff Beck, in the Yardbirds, was replaced by who in 1966?
Jimmy Page?
It was Jimmy Page, yeah. Yeah. It's Tony Wong, Paul of the Internet, so you can see a pattern developing here, can't you? So, yeah, we don't need to talk much about the Yardbirds, quite frankly. The Yardbirds were massive, and I'm really pleased that one or two of the bands this week, we do actually have the permission to play them. It's great. It's a punky radio first in more ways than one, Tony. I do have also some additional material for you here, which I did threaten in the last section. This is in lieu of Facebook, because I understand you don't have any Facebook comments.
Yeah, there's no Facebook comments this week. Everyone's just busy watching the football. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it is quite possible. But that, of course, means that we don't get the opportunity to hear this.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Which is a real shame, because I'm never tired of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
Anyway, I have some comedy suburbs for you. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email at comedy suburbs. That's what Paul the other one did again.
Oh.
And hello to Paul B. So this section is him and his wife.
Boyle heavy.
It is Boyle heavy, Tony.
Yeah.
So here comes his joke. Little five-year-old Mary sees a group of workmen turn up next door to build an extension. She takes an interest and starts to talk to them. The builders, with hearts of gold, adopt her as their site mascot. After a week, they present her with a pink hard hat and gloves, even a wage packet of £5. Goodness, says Mummy, smiling. Are you working there next week? Mary replies, I think so, Mummy, provided those cunts at Dewson deliver the fucking bricks. Keep up the good work, tall and pony.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. Right then. Now, did you explain to people how they could leave us a Facebook comment?
Nope. Please go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. It is nice to hear from you.
It's as easy as that.
Yes.
What isn't as easy as that is the way that I try and work off two sheets. Next band, Tony. We're cracking on this week. Hey, well done last week. The show came in at 55 minutes.
It was good, wasn't it?
Five. So, next band this week, on this 68 to 72, I'm a Freak, heavy psych and hard rock, Cherry Red special, is a band called Charge, Tony.
Okay.
How much do you know about Charge?
Nothing.
Why don't I tell you?
Okay.
Formed in Farer in Hampshire, they only lasted a couple of years and failed to really ever get a label. But why did they break up, Tony?
Is it women?
No, one of them died.
Ah, right, fair enough.
Bit harsh. Which makes it Paul Levine set 3, Tony 1. Okay. An album did finally come out a little while ago on Wooden Hill Records, so if you like them, check them out. Anyway, right now, this is... Oh, I've got to go back to the other sheet now. Blimey. Right, so this is Charge. I think this is the one. This does sound a little bit like... Does it? Have I got confused now? I think this is the one that is very Hendrix-esque.
Okay.
I think. I might be wrong. Anyway... because I can't remember, because I listened through them all and then I'm going, oh, I'll put that there and that there and that there and that there. Anyway, who knows? This is Charge, Rock My Soul.
Share it with you, oh woman. desire. I wanna take you on my magic trip. I wanna take you sailing in my sailing ship. Oh, woman, I need you. Cause you got my soul. Wanna be a loving man. What if I could show you again? Yeah.
That was Rock My Soul, which is far superior to Rock Our Soul. Huh. You're listening to Tony's Places Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Did you do anything last week?
Apart from band practice, it was the Euros.
It was indeed the Euros. It still is the Euros, Tony. And did you enjoy the England game?
I did, really. I thought we did really well. We were fortunate to lose in the last minute.
We didn't lose, Tony.
Oh, sorry, draw. But yeah, it felt like a loss because
feel like a loss. But you know, we were brilliant in the first half, and I can't believe anyone's had any sort of go at us at all. We should have been 4 or 5 nil up at half time. And incredibly, the only player on the pitch that I thought wasn't really very good for us was Harry Kane, who didn't have his shooting boots on and just did nothing, did he? Also, the Russian keeper played out of his skin.
Yeah, yeah, they played all right. Well, I mean, of the matches I've seen, I think England's pretty good. I mean, I watched the Belgian Italy match last night and didn't really rate Belgium. I thought we played probably better than Belgium played last night.
I thought the Germans looked good going forward, but not sure about the back four.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Tone, that yes, I agree with you. Our first half, I think, has been the most dominant first half of the Euro so far. But sadly, we didn't get any goals. We got one in the second half.
Yeah.
Now, just a word to anyone around the world who has been following the Euros and says, oh no, there's those English football hooligans at it again.
It ain't us.
It's not us. It's the Russians joining up with the French in organised football violence against the English. And if you'd like to, and they've just released on BBC News today a video that I saw yesterday, which was posted by Russian fans, and it just shows exactly what they've been doing. And bizarrely, for a music podcast, I do recommend that you follow Stan Collymore.
Oh, really?
Okay. On Twitter, yeah. Stan Collymore is out there and has just been keeping everyone informed as to exactly what's happening, posting videos, etc., etc. And it's really damning on the Russians, so much so that after UEFA said they were going to kick us both out, they have today said that Russia are now on a suspended disqualification and have been fined 150,000 euros. It was their fault in the ground. It was their fault outside the ground. Look, our fans aren't angels. But
no, if someone comes and has a go at the English, they do tend to acquiesce.
But yeah, and that's it. In a nutshell, that's it. Because we were infamous in the 70s and 80s for being the worst football hooligans, and indeed it became known as the English disease if there was fighting football matches. The legacy of that is that every time England fans go abroad, the locals are looking to give them a pasting, and the away fans are looking to say, ha ha ha, we beat the English, they think they're tough. And quite frankly, there hasn't been any organised English stuff out there yet. My fear now is that lots of the dangerous English football gangs domestically, who do still exist, sadly, will be making their way to northern France to get revenge on the Russians. And that's when it could go horribly wrong for us.
Yeah.
I just have to hope that doesn't happen. Our fans are so fantastically well policed now that there's British police with them everywhere saying, just don't do it. But other countries haven't caught up with that yet. So
it is weird. And haven't they just extradited some Russians as well? I think they've sent 30 of them home.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because the penny's dropped. Because they've been shown damning footage. And they said, I mean, incredibly, after the match, you know, when 150 Russian fans pretty much ran at a section of our crowd without segregation, they arrested 6 English fans. You know, it was mental. Just because there's that perception. Anyway, look, I'm off the sheet here. We need to get on with something entirely different. Okay. I was going to tell you about my very, very good fun comedy workshop that I did last Saturday with 600 Scouts, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
But instead, it's time for From the Vaults.
Okay.
And From the Vaults this week is from the present, because the rest of the show is from the vaults. That's how we do things when we do this sort of show, yeah?
Yep.
So we're going to head, Tony, to some South East London extreme feminist hardcore punk.
Ooh.
That we have played before. We played a Petrol Girls track before, and this time we're going to play this one. It's out now via Bomber Music from, I think, their latest album, but I was only sent one track. Tony, this is I think this is the only time you get to have a go at a website.
Okay.
What is Petrol Girls' Bandcamp page?
petrolgirls.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 3, and this is Treading Water.
They're trying to build my white cloud.
She's lost.
You get my
love.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Petrol Girls' Treading Water. That is one heavy song, my friend.
Nice.
And if you can make out the lyrics, the song concerns the way that the tabloid press, etc., etc., make everything worse than it is. In a nutshell.
True.
Very, very political song, very, very political band. I'd like to see them live. I think they'd be absolutely brilliant. And if you are in the South East London area, or indeed know when they're touring, I would, if I could, get the chance to go and watch them.
Okay, cool.
You got any gigs for us?
I do.
I hope it was a Petrol Girls one.
No, unfortunately not.
In that case, then, it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Will it be?
It's in Brighton again. Yes, if you have a gig, it is an international gig guide, so it doesn't have to be in the UK, it doesn't have to be in Brighton. If you do, you want to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name. No, I don't even want to know the twat's name. Auto Drive Off.
Yeah, the
I want
twat's to know name, the, what are you talking about?
I want to know the band's name, where they're playing, and how much. Sussex Saints been in touch again.
Well, thank the Lord for Sussex Saints.
Exactly.
We're both suffering here, aren't we?
I know.
It's because it's midday.
It is. It's 20 past 12.
Is this the earliest we've ever made this show?
I think, well, it must be on par. We can't make it much earlier.
No.
Cydonide is playing at the Prince Albert, which is on Trafalgar Street in Brighton. Which I
That's
don't
a
know.
Very British address, isn't it?
It is. I don't know how far it is from the train station, though.
Yeah, but the Prince Albert, Trafalgar Street.
Brilliant
address.
Headlining Cydonide, and they supporting the dub writers Rotten Foxes, Human Leather, and Mortgage.
Did you say the Rotten Foxes?
The Rotten Foxes, yeah.
Brilliant. As opposed to the Rotting Foxes, which isn't something that you want to necessarily see.
Certainly don't want to pay to see it. No.
No.
Well, I also quite like the idea of a band called Mortgage.
Mortgage, yeah.
Middle class punk or something. Lovely.
Because you'd love it. Because you'd love it, wouldn't you? If it said Mortgage cancelled. Yes.
And that is this Saturday, the 18th, 7:30. £4 tickets. Do check it out if you are in the Brighton area.
£4. That's a bargain, isn't it?
Yeah, £5 for that. That ain't bad. Yeah. That's it, though, for gigs.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Brighton again.
Ooh, Brighton.
Rule Britannia.
No one is in their way. Yes, good.
Now, Tony, how much do you know about Sam Gopal or Sam Gopal?
Nothing.
Let me tell you. Sam Gopal was a Malaysian-born recording artist who recorded this song in 1967 with his eponymous band. But who played bass on it, Tony?
I have no idea.
Lemmy.
Lemmy. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Lemmy, who was in the band and who later claimed the band never split up. They just coughed weakly and expired.
Right, okay.
Which sadly, I think, will be my end as well. So that's Paul B. Internet 4, Tony 2. You can tell that there's a Lemmy bass line on this. Now you know. This is Escalator. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That Rich Morton Sound, actually, the CD is that he sent me, it's all imagined tunes of late 60s and early 70s cop shows, etc. It didn't happen.
Right.
So it fits in quite nicely with the show this week. I just remember. What are you doing this week?
I've got definitely one, possibly two band practices this week.
Blimey, two?
No, possibly. I've got tonight, I'm playing, Marv's coming over. So me and Marv are getting together and possibly doing something. And then on Saturday, a new band might be forming. We're having our first practice, possibly.
Really?
The drummer from The Hubris and the bassist from Pam. Are both bandless, and so we're going to come and have a jam and see if anything comes of it. So
it
possibly might happen. Lots going on band wise for me in a minute.
So then, does that mean that you're going to be in a pop band?
We have no idea what it is, but really, I guess. I don't know what those two really listen to. So we're going to have to meet up and see what happens with it.
Well, Tony, if you're involved, just make sure that you start each track, that you're the one that counts in. Because then it'll be fast. It'll be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what they've got planned. Yeah. Well, I have noticed that when you jam with Tony, it just gets faster and faster. It's brilliant.
I'm watching football. It won't be my only band anyway. Sorry.
I'll be watching football.
Yes.
In fact, by the time you hear this show, if you hear it after Thursday, England may already have beaten Wales 4-1.
Hopefully.
Which is my prediction for the game.
I think I'm going to miss the game.
How?
It's on at like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've got
a
meeting in Derby at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I've
curse you, Derby.
I know, always bloody Derby. So hopefully I'll see it. If not, I might be listening to it in the car on the queue home.
Just get the meeting over and done with by 1 o'clock.
Computer nonsense. Oh, I'm off.
There yes, exactly. Exactly, or even say, look, can we do this maybe on Friday?
what time is it kick off? Is it 2 or is it half?
It's 2 o'clock.
All right, so if I leave all.
You should be able to get it done by then.
Should be able to do that, shouldn't I? Yes, hopefully. So 4-1, maybe.
Yeah, 4-1 England. I expect a Gareth Bale consolation goal in the last 5 minutes.
Right.
And so far, all of my bets have been spot on.
Do we have to win both now?
No, we have to win. If we beat or draw against Wales and beat or draw against Slovakia, we'll go through.
Right.
I'm sure you can get through this group with 5 points.
Right.
But the thing to do is to win both games.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
So I think we'll beat Wales 4-1, and then we'll put our reserves out against the Slovaks. So it'll only be about 6-0.
Right, okay.
I think. Right then, shall we play two songs in a row?
Let's do that.
First up, Tony, a band close to your heart, the Pink Fairies.
Oh, I love a bit of Pink.
Yeah, now stay tuned for Morning After. I'll talk about Morning After this. First up, Tony, the Pink Fairies. They were an early 70s West London early 70s West London rock and rollers featuring Twink from which big 60s band? Who was Twink the drummer in which 60s band?
No idea.
The Pretty Things. Didn't really expect to know that, to be honest. No. It's still probably Internet 5, Tony 2. In the mid to late 70s, a punk version was released after Twink conned a couple of his mates to come and jam with him and recorded the session. Out of order? Probably. Good idea, though? Undoubtedly. He wanted to re-record it, so he just got some mates saying, hey, guys, let's have a jam. And then just press record. I think you should do that this weekend. In fact, you should definitely do it with Marv. See if you and Marv come up with something.
Yeah, he's taking the recorder tonight.
Oh, William.
I think something will happen. We might be doing an EP.
Fantastic. I'm sorry that our plans to start a band haven't come to fruition yet.
It could always happen.
It could always happen. The thing about any band that I start, Tone, it's quite easy just to be a band with me, and I just go, let's play some other stuff, and the band go, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That'll work out fine, won't it? And that saves me having to organise anything. Woohoo! Right, this is the Pink Fairies. Do it. Don't think about it. Well, all you gotta do.
as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Morning After and Trying to Find My Way Back Home. I have some information about Morning After, Tony.
Okay.
Formed in 1967 by two brothers in Burnage, rather like Oasis, but not with the same deal of success as the Gallaghers. This band only managed one EP and a demo album before splitting up. They lasted until 1971. So how old was I when they gave up?
One?
Oh, I was one. It's Tony three. Probably been an internet five. I tell you what, there was no question. You just knew that straight away, Tony.
Numbers, yes, with me.
Numbers, yes.
Punk history, no.
So, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name? Where are they from? And the reason. So, I've had one, and I don't tend to turn twats away. So we had one this week from Jorvik, who I don't believe I've heard from before.
I don't think we have heard from Jorvik before. It came through to both of us, didn't it? So I just ignored it.
Yes, it did. He says, what ho, chaps? Stevie Z suicide. Being a dick again. And he points me towards an article.
Oh, yeah, so in that case, we have heard from Jorvik before, because he spoke to us about Stevie suicide.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That makes more sense then, because he just say it again.
Yeah.
So there's an article about it, and he says nothing more I can add or need to add. So roughly, I mean, I've got the article and I've kind of truncated it a little bit. Stevie Z suicide from the band UK Subs reacted with foul mouth, sexual and religious abuse and poked the Reverend Jane Natras when she asked him to leave St. Olive's Church after a funeral service so she could close the church. Stevie was sat at the back of the church with his dog while a funeral was in progress on December 7th. Afterwards, the priest asked him to leave. He responded with a swear word and the words, "What would Jesus be saying now? He would not be throwing me out, you hypocrite." He continued with more swear words and made allegations about the priest's sex life. He concluded with, "I will get you next time," and more insults. And I think he had been due to stand trial on the charge, but changed his plea to guilty shortly before he was due to start. That's basically what happened.
So that's it. So basically, as far as we're concerned, UK subs we like, Stevie suicide, we're not sure about.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. I don't know what happened before with him. Clearly a bit of a dick.
I now wonder whether I just got an email, but we didn't read it out.
Maybe. I can't remember it. Maybe it was a twat that he made before.
It wasn't. It wasn't so long ago. Anyway.
Right. Okay.
So Jorvik, I'm sorry that we let that first one go, but yes, we'll go for this.
Yeah. So Stevie sees suicide from the band UK subs for being a general dick.
Is a twat. A quite unusual twatting this week.
Yeah.
But I was a twat last week. Hey. It's just the crazy world of twat, Tony.
It is, isn't it?
Right. Last track this week.
Okay.
Oh, I will just say, by the way, if you were looking for some symmetry in this week's show, track 3 by the Yardbirds was called Think About It, and track 7 by the Pink Fairies was Do It. Think About It, Do It. That's all I've got for symmetry this week. Right, this is the last track on this week's show. And hey, I think you might have heard of this band, Tony.
Right, okay.
Deep Purple.
Rings a bell?
Yeah. Deep Purple. So here we go. I'll give you the quick bump on this. This track's off Deep Purple 5 and was recorded as a single in 1971. It made the top 20. True or false?
True.
True, indeed. So that's ended up Tony 4, Paul Beans at 5. Well done.
Excellent.
It's unbelievable, A, that this sort of thing could get in the charts then, and B, that we're not only playing it, but I'm allowed to. I'm over the moon. I didn't think we'd ever play Deep Purple on this show.
Nope.
And not a Deep Purple track as fast as this. You're going to like this a lot, Tony.
Okay.
As a Point of Internet 5, Tony 4, this is Fireball. Right, that's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening. We'll be back to as normal as we get next week. Or 8 out of the 9 tracks this week were, for me to remind you once more, from the new Cherry Red compilation, I'm a Freak, 6872 Heavy Psych and Hard Rock. And you can find out more about it, and indeed get it, if you've enjoyed the music this week, via cherryred.co.uk. Maybe you could just say who the internet stations are that carry the show.
Yeah, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, A-N-D-R-A.S-E, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
Thanks very much for listening. Come on, England. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Budgie girl.